Welcome to another episode of Retro Tech Talk, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of vintage technology. Today, we're going to explore 86box, a low-level x86 emulator that pays homage to the legacy of IBM PC systems and their counterparts from 1981 to the present day. So what exactly is 86box? Imagine being able to relive your childhood experiences with those old computer systems without needing to dig out dusty hardware from your attic. 86box allows users to emulate older operating systems and software, making it possible to run everything from MS-DOS to vintage versions of Windows and even unique systems like BOS. Now here's what makes 86box particularly exciting. Its user-friendly interface is inspired by popular hypervisor software, meaning you don't need to be a tech wizard to navigate it. You can easily customize your virtual machines. Think of it as building your dream retro computer with all the peripherals you could wish for. From sound cards to video adapters, it supports a fantastic range of hardware configurations, making emulation feel authentic. Speaking of authenticity, 86box doesn't just allow you to run software. It also recreates the experience of using these old machines. You can even set it up to use MIDI output. So if you're a fan of retro music, you could potentially output those 8-bit melodies using modern tools like Fluid Synth or even some vintage Roland synths. How cool is that? Now, I'm sure many of you are wondering about the system requirements. Well, you'll need at least an Intel Core 2 or an AMD Athlon 64 processor, and it's recommended to have 4 GB of RAM for a smooth experience. Most importantly, you might want to check your host and guest configuration for optimal performance. Basically, if your system has a good IPC or instructions per clock, you're in for a treat. Want to know what that really means? Well, it just means that faster processors can run the emulation at higher speeds. But let's talk about getting started. If you're new to 86box, there's a wealth of documentation available to guide you through its features. Plus, if you ever get stuck or have questions, the 86box community is super welcoming and active on platforms like IRC and Discord. If you're passionate about retro computing or just want to dive deeper, this is the perfect hub for discussion. And here's something interesting. 86box is open source, which means the community is encouraged to contribute. So if you've got some ideas, code skills, or even just enthusiasm for retro tech, there's a place for you. It's like a collaborative project for keeping vintage computing alive and well. Now, as we wrap things up, I want to leave you with a thought. In a world where technology keeps racing forward, there's something refreshing about looking back and cherishing the roots of computing. Whether it's for nostalgia or simply to appreciate how far we've come, tools like 86box open a door to that exploration. So, what are some retro systems you'd love to see come back into the spotlight? Or perhaps there's a specific application you wish you could run again. Reach out on our social channels. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for tuning in to Retro Tech Talk. Until next time, keep exploring those digital artifacts, and who knows, maybe you'll discover a new favorite corner of tech history.